In 2 days, they were leaving this godforsaken land, and Elsa didn't say that lightly. Godforsaken. How else could one describe it? God had turned his back on the Great Plains. She closed her eyes in prayer. Too soon, she wiped her eyes and got slowly to her feet. As she straightened, she saw a black shadow rising in the distance. The blackest thing she'd ever seen, it lifted into the dark blue early evening sky, spread enormous black wings outward. Static electricity tingled the back of her neck, lifted her hair. A black storm? Whatever it was moving this way, fast. She ran for the house, met Rose in the yard.
Madonna Mia, Rose said.
They stared at the blackness billowing toward them. It had to be a mile high. Birds flew overhead, hundreds of them, flying at their greatest speed. Tony ran out of the barn and stood with them, watching. It was eerily silent, calm. There was no wind. A burning smell filled Elsa's nostrils. The air felt sticky. Static electricity arced in little bursts of blue fire through the air, dancing on bits of barbed wire and the windmill's metal blades. Birds fell from the sky. All at once, complete darkness. Dust clogged their eyes and noses. Elsa clamped a hand over her mouth and held on to her mother-in-law. The three of them made it to the house and stumbled up the stairs. Tony opened the door and shoved the women inside.
Mom? Loretta screamed. What's happening?
Elsa couldn't see her daughter. That was how dark it was. She couldn't see her own hands. Tony slammed the door shut behind them.
Rose, help me with the windows.
Loretta? Elsa yelled. Put on your gas mask. Get to the kitchen. Sit under the table. But go,
Elsa said to the daughter she couldn't see. Elsa and Rose felt their way from room to room, closing windows and covering them, and pressing newspapers and oilcloth in every crack and crevice. They kept their supplies, Vaseline, sponges, bandanas, in a basket in the kitchen. Elsa carried it through the inky dark and found a flashlight, clicked it on. Nothing, just a click.
Is it on?
Rose asked, coughing.
Who knows? Elsa said. We need to get under the table, drape it with wet sheets, Rose said.
Something hit the house hard, a terrible thwack. Window glass shattered in a series of loud cracks and clattered to the floor. The front door was ripped open. The swirling, biting, black monster of a storm whooshed inside, hitting so hard, Rose stumbled sideways. Tony raced over to shut the door again and threw the bolt shut. They found the buckets they kept filled with water in the kitchen and soaked some sheets to drape over the table and then dampened sponges and pressed them to their faces, breathing hard through them. Elsa heard Loretta breathing heavily through the gas mask. She crawled forward, found the kitchen table. Pushing chairs aside, she crawled underneath it.
I'm here, Loretta, she said, reaching out.
Elsa felt Loretta take her hand. They were sitting together, side by side, but couldn't see each other. Thank God Aunt wasn't here. Rose and Tony squeezed in under the table, past the draping of wet sheets. Elsa held her daughter close as boards were ripped away and windows broke. The walls shook so hard it seemed the house would shatter. Suddenly, it was freezing.